Some South Sudanese refugees in Khartoum describe their living conditions in Kham as dreadful. Traditional chief Akola Kech, who lives in one of the South Sudanese refugees community in Khartoum, says he wonders why South Sudan officials visit Khartoum but fail to visit their people in the camps. He says South Sudanese refugees wants to learn from Kiir administration officials what progress has been made in implementing the revitalized peace deal. Akech says the South Sudanese living in the refugees' camps were once part of the country's struggle for freedom.
We have contributed to the liberation of our country. We know that government officials usually come here, but they don't want to meet with us. We hear about South Sudan's peace progress from people around us, but not for officials. They don't want to meet us because they know that we have needs and demands.
Refugee Tong Lual says many South Sudanese refugees' children linger in the streets due to a lack of schools for them in Khartoum. Lual says Sudan's main prisons are filled with South Sudanese children arrested for committing virus crimes in the camps.
South Sudan, you need a lot of things to do for her. If they have a power, you should have to migrate her to return her back in order to go and stay there in Southern Sudan. Because the situation of Sudan, they have become very worse. Because we cannot able to pay the school fees for the children. And we don't have the power, even all the things, for hospital and for a living and for all the food, everything.
South Sudanese refugee William Deng says since South Sudan declared its independence, most citizens have not seen any benefit from being an independent country. Deng says women, children and the elderly continue to suffer in the camps. He says all he wants is for the South Sudan government to provide returning refugees with land since most residents who fled the country lost their homes during the conflict.
Right now, they don't have any land, and if the government decides to take people back home, meaning they should be given plots.
Joyce Dudu, a camp leader and midwife at Mandela Camp in Sudan, says there are no maternity centers to help pregnant women during childbirth. Dudu says she often helps pregnant women deliver in her small hut.
I'm talking about women who give birth in the camp. Don't have health care centers for maternity. When women want to deliver, they come to me and sometimes I do their delivery in the tent, Rakuba. I am a widow living with my children alone. So I help women in the camp give birth. Sometimes when a case becomes complicated and needs to be transferred to the hospital, I do help and give money on my own to take them to the hospital.
Adut Nyagong says in Mandela refugee camps, there is no government or NGO that visits the refugees. She says sometimes South Sudanese children are found dead or stabbed and no one investigates the attack.
Our children are scattered. They are on the streets. At night, you will find some are killed or stabbed, and there is no government to stand with us. We inform the NGOs that there is no government visiting us, and even when we visit them, they don't come to our area, Mandela.
South Sudan refugee James Akon urges South Sudan to quickly intervene and question the humanitarian agencies responsible for refugees.
We need the government of South Sudan to help and ask the international organizations and the UN agencies working in the humanitarian sector, including the High Commission for Refugees Affairs, that they have not done their part towards South Sudanese refugees in Sudan, as it is supposed to be.
Akon says refugees from other countries living in Sudan are treated differently and they often live in the heart of Khartoum. Sudan is one of a number of countries in the region hosting thousands of South Sudanese refugees. The audio used in the story was recorded by South Sudanese who recently visited the camps. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.